This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A teen accused of killing a young woman by throwing a rock through her windshield pleaded guilty in Jefferson County Court Friday. Zachary Kwok was one of three suspects charged in the 2023 incident. He pleaded guilty to first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and attempted second-degree assault. 13 counts, including murder, were dismissed. Kwok faces up to 32 years in prison. Trials for the other two teen suspects are scheduled for later this summer. One Colorado school has come up with a unique way to tackle the national teacher shortage. The Colorado School for the Deaf and Blind in Colorado Springs is offering temporary housing as an incentive. Tara Spangler is the school's superintendent. She says this option helps new teachers who might have a lot of student debt. She spoke through interpreter Z. Mascarenas.
Most of our teachers have a master's degree because it's required to have the double certification. So there is a lot of college for our staff.
Spangler says because teaching for the deaf and blind requires multiple certifications, finding qualified educators is a big challenge for the school in the first place. Three people in Colorado have been hospitalized with infections after receiving stem cell treatments in Mexico. The condition they contracted is hard to treat and, quote, intrinsically drug resistant. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. Two of the patients are men who sought treatment for arthritis. The third is a woman who is being treated for multiple sclerosis. This is CPR News and KRCC.